There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. It's a snapshot of what's going on, perhaps the buzz in your backyard, things that you're talking about, still getting over the shock of what happened in Baltimore and the roller coaster ride that continues to be the narrative. Whose fault is it? Who's to blame? And ultimately, how much property is going to be destroyed or has been destroyed? Right now, it's pretty calm. So the mayor felt confident to lift the curfew. As we swing into another week, the week of Cinco de Mayo, no curfew in place. Perhaps the announcement, which was their political pressure, but the announcement that the six police officers would be charged with various things relating to the death of Freddie Gray quelled the anxiousness of some in that city. In fact, the family swinging into the weekend, family members went before the mics and said their two cents throughout their peace offerings, in a sense, to the people, telling them not to riot, not to throw bricks, not to do some of the things that had happened earlier in the week. Here's a snippet of one of the family members.
We are satisfied with today's charges. These charges are an important step in getting justice for Freddie. And we ask that whoever comes to our city, a city that we love, a city that we live in, come in peace. And if you are not coming in peace, please don't come at all. Because this city needs to get back to work. The last thing that Freddie would want is to see the hard-working people of Baltimore lose their jobs and businesses because of his death. You all know that would totally defeat the purpose of what we are trying to work towards. Remember, without justice, there is no peace. But let us have peace in the pursuit of justice.
The lasting changes we make will be Freddie's legacy. And the changes we make in Baltimore can set the example for this nation. We can start with body cameras. We can continue with tough and enforceable regulations for the on switch, never to be turned to the off switch inappropriately. We shall demand better hiring, better training, better oversight, and a new culture of policing. Yes, a new culture of policing, where good policing is rewarded and bad policing is punished. In the days ahead, we will be inviting police experts, community leaders, rank-and-file officers, and others who have seriously studied what must be done to join us in what we hope will be a new Baltimore, to create and implement these reforms so that they will be a model for the nation. We must seize this moment.
All right, so seizing the moment, changing that narrative that was very negative, obviously, in the beginning of last week, and a week later, relative calm in the city of Baltimore, while we move on to some other things that are happening, like what happened in Texas. How about this Texas officer? He's a traffic cop, right? He sees two guys who are hitting the gas, jumping out of the car once they get there, going toward the community center where there was a Muhammad cartoon contest going on inside, and there was a man who was speaking who was on an Al-Qaeda hit list. So there was a lot of security around knowing, hey, if people find out about this, perhaps we could see some kind of incident. But the two guys with the guns, they had full body armor on. They had planned this out. You know, and this is what I think. I mean, these were jihadists or wannabe jihadists or pledging to ISIS, whatever it was, and boom, they were killed outside. We're not fooling anymore. If we know, then they're going to go. And that was exactly what happened with that traffic cop who knew, who had a pistol and immediately fired back, made sure, this isn't going to happen on my watch. I'm going to make sure that I do everything I can to protect the people inside. And, of course, there were other police officers around, surrounding the area, too. So this cop saved, I mean, who knows how many lives, because there was 200 people inside. I mean, they were heavily armed. They were storming the building where a Draw the Prophet Muhammad contest was taking place. And this was in Garland, Texas, very close to downtown Dallas. They drove 1,100 miles from Phoenix to hit this particular venue. They had assault rifles. They had the body armor. They did hit a security guard in the ankle, and they hit a police car. But then you had the local cops, a SWAT team, FBI, ATF. They were there for that event. They were anticipating that Muslim hardliners could have been perhaps roused up to do something. But they drove up and they just started shooting. And here's the thing. They sent out tweets before they attacked the center. And the accounts were linked to radical Islam. And perhaps foreshadowing of what they were going to do. One was sent in the evening right before they went on the attack, and it had hashtags, Texas attack, may Allah accept us as Mahajin. So the strategy was to get to the event center and into the event center, but they stopped them before they were able to shoot anyone else besides that one cop that hit in the ankle. But isn't that interesting? The guy who's assigned to traffic duty kills both of the nuts who were trying to get into the center. And they're dead. Boom. That's it. So now, of course, they're combing through, meaning Homeland Security, whoever, they're combing through the Phoenix apartment as they're investigating this attack, because the two of them lived in a Phoenix apartment. So was the shooting related to the event? It was hosted by the American Freedom Defense Initiative. They were going to give out $10,000 for the best cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad. The suspects were identified later after that search through their apartment as Elton Simpson and Nadir Sophie. And they were roommates. They're looking for specific ties to terrorist organizations. They didn't confirm that immediately. They're still trying to figure that out. Crazy, isn't it? What's really crazy is the kind of the SWAT and the kind of people they had out there, and it's a traffic cop that guns them down. Wow. Good for him. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As always, we love the mailbag. Why? Because you always send us such intriguing emails. Remember, if you're listening to me 24/7, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in, just like that. So let's jump to the first one without further ado. Here we go. Mailbag. Mark, listening to us in Texas, says, Kate, I can't believe that whole shooting thing in the Prophet Muhammad deal. I actually applaud the people for trying to do it, because, listen, I have no issue with combating Islamic phobia. I have an issue with Islamic jihadists. But who were the nutbags that decided they were going to go and try to shoot all these innocent people? That's just wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And, of course, they were gunned down. And I heard there were some chilling things that happened ahead of time. Yeah, if you're talking about the Garland, Texas shooting and the fact that one of the shooters, was linking himself in a tweet to ISIS. I mean, was that just, hey, I'm just going to throw that out there to make people think that I'm connected to ISIS or what? But they had body armor, they had assault rifles, and one, I guess, said he was loyal to ISIS, so that's the deal. They were gunned down immediately by the police because they tried to have an ambush at this Muslim Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest at a community center that was in Garland, Texas. What a disaster that would have been. But they knew it. They knew that that there was a possibility something would happen, so there was enough protection there. Got another one about that, and this one was from Jill, who said, Kate, I don't understand it. Were they inviting problems? If you say you have a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest, you know that you're going to invite the jihadists to come after you, because they're like cockroaches hanging and lying in wait to come and get the rest of us. So that was like shining a bright light for everybody to that felt that way to come on in. Well, here's the thing is the organization was saying it's the opposite. They weren't trashing the Prophet Muhammad. They were applauding the Prophet Muhammad in a sense, and they were that's exactly what it was. And they were the cartoon contest was the opposite of attacking the Prophet Muhammad. I mean, they're still trying to figure out, by the way, the motives for these suspects. Jay Johnson, the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, said at this point, one thing is clear, that a quick-thinking police officer saved a number of innocent lives, and bravo, I agree with that. That guy's a hero because quick-thinking, don't hesitate, boom, boom, we're in this, you're gone. So the second they popped up on the radar, they weren't getting anywhere. We move over to something completely different in the mailbag, and we move from the shooting in Texas to what's going on in Baltimore. And this one is from Smith, who says, been watching what's happening in Baltimore, and I have to say it is really sad. It's sad that you've got these kids just taking over the streets in a sense. People are fearful with throwing rocks and bottles and whatever else it is that they're doing. So now lifting the curfew right when the National Guard is leaving with the six police officers facing those charges, I don't know. It still could be a pretty cantankerous situation. What do you think, Kate? Well, I hope cooler heads prevail. That's the whole idea. Hey, you know, we're lifting the curfew. We don't want to have to babysit you. It's your city. Let's not trash it. We'll see. Think about riots we've seen in the past. Somebody was telling me today, remember the L.A. riots? Remember that? That was 20-plus years ago, and how hard it was to quell the crowds then. And, I mean, luckily, it seems like, knock on wood, the first night, anyway, was okay. But as I say that, who knows? It looks pretty good anyway. So this one also on Baltimore, this one from Sixpence, what's a good nickname? Sixpence says, yo girl, what up? I gotta say, I like your show. I like your show because you invite everybody, and shame on them. If you're a flaming liberal and you don't call Kate Delaney, then it's your fault if you don't like some of the conservatives who jump all over the airwaves. But certainly lots of different people apply to you by email, and I have heard some Democrats clearly on your show. So I like it, girl. Keep shaking it that way. Here's the deal with Baltimore. B-Town was never a great place, never a safe place. Lots of haters going on, you know what I'm saying? And in the bottom line with this deal is Freddie Gray no more, and we need to know why he was wiped out. So the six cops might have done it, or are they being done to? Well, that's a whole lot of rhyming and jiving going on. And so, do we know the answer to that question? No, we don't know the answer to that question for sure. Who knows for sure? It would have been great if they had a camera. If they had a camera, we would know the answer to that question, wouldn't we? But we don't know that question. So therein lies the rub. That's it. How about this? From John, who says, America Tonight listeners and Kate Delaney, how about Ben Carson announcing for 2016? Do you give him much of a chance? You know, it's about fundraising, creating excitement, getting people to buy into what you're selling, whatever your talking points are. What is it that you say you're going to do differently? And Carson certainly has won over a lot of people with some of the things that he's had to say about the Obama administration. And he absolutely is not for government dependency. And he's all over Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. So, yeah, absolutely. You know where he stands. There isn't any question about that. I mean, this is a guy who pulled himself up from his bootstraps and grew up as a poor guy in Detroit as a kid, and then he went on to higher education at Yale and then the University of Michigan, became a doctor. We know the story of the whole John Hopkins thing. There are things that are really fascinating about Carson, but does he knock off a Scott Walker? Does he knock off a Jeb Bush? I have to say, Jeb Bush is going to be the toughest one to get to because of the amount of fundraising possibilities for Jeb Bush. So I think Ben Carson makes it interesting, but I don't think Ben Carson, of all the names that are out there right now, I don't think he knocks any of them out. I think he's a choice, but he's not gonna knock anyone off. I don't know. Maybe he ends up on somebody's ticket, though. Could he end up on someone's ticket? Maybe that makes a difference. Maybe he's the guy who pushes somebody over to the finish line, gets them something they need, but I don't know. I don't think so. So there's going to be a lot of people that are announcing, and I think I mentioned this before. It's pretty diverse on the Republican side of things now with Ben Carson in the race and Carly Fiorini. So you can't say there's not a woman. Then you've got Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, and there are still so many more that are ready to declare. And absolutely, we've got sort of like every possible ideology with twists here and there that are being offered up from the elephants. But can the elephants squash the donkey? That's the big question. And the donkey right now, the only one, is Hillary Clinton. I hear this one from Brian, who says, Kate, I know you're into planes. I've heard you talk to pilots before, including your hubby. And I wonder what you thought of the Air Force One deal coming back to the prez after being away for a massive tune-up. It's funny that you bring that up because, I don't know, I didn't really think about the whole Air Force One, and then I read the story about it, that it's been 18 months. Yeah. So it had a, I guess it has a maintenance cycle. There's a thing that they have to do that goes through a rigorous overhaul. And that's what, you know, Air Force One had customized parts that were put into it. So that's what they do. It's routine and there's nothing wrong with the plane, but they just double check it, I suppose, to make sure everything's up to speed. And they, whenever any of the presidents, you know, when they're there, they work on these, the Air Force One, for the same amount of time. Parts torn down, replaced, upgrades, anything that's, whatever's cracking in the body of it. And I didn't realize this, but the planes that the president currently uses reached the end of their 30-year service life in 2017. And the Wall Street Journal did a story on this, and they say that the Air Force has set aside $1.65 billion between 2015 and 2019 for two replacement jets. How about that? You learn something new every single day, don't you? My grandfather used to say that all the time. All right, if you want to send me an email, what do? Send it to americatonight.net. Hang with us.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
It's about the numbers, and we're going to hit the numbers. We can count as we skedaddle out of this hour of America tonight. How you doing, America, in those nooks and crannies? You know, you may relate to this. For the first time in a long time, I got a new license plate, and I didn't realize, I just read a story about this, that the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, I just got this in the mail today, the Department of Homeland Security is kind of scaling back, I guess, the scope of their contractor requirements for what would have been, is what they're saying, a nationwide license plate scanning effort, which, of course, would cause a lot of uproar, right? They announced this last month that they're going to compile license plate records from 25 states instead of all states. The Department of Homeland Security, Immigration, and Customs Enforcement, they had a May 1st release. I guess they talked about the modification of the requirements. So what does that mean, the modification of the requirements? And about a year ago, and now I remember this, Jay Johnson canceled the plate tracking project because there were a lot of people that were raising concerns that it amounted to location tracking technology. But ICE says that it's supposed to help apprehend fugitives, along with people suspected of child pornography, illegal arms, exports, and other illegal activity. They're saying that this really kind of screws them because the license plates were helping, because the number of records supplied by the contract would decrease. So the modified contract says the vendor has to supply 6 million records a month, replacing the specifications of at least 30 million records to be made available. Wow. I mean, how does that surveillance work? But license plate recognition companies, what they do is they index images of plates from surveillance cameras at toll roads, parking lots, and other locations across the country because they can help track the movements of suspects. So ICE scours the known license plate numbers associated with the illegals who are immigration enforcement priorities, and they track where and when their car or truck or whatever it is they're driving traveled within a certain amount of time. So basically, it's another way to spy, right? So what the ACLU has to be all over this. That they, and they are. They say that it violates the long-standing tenet that the government doesn't monitor citizens unless they have individualized suspicion of involvement in wrongdoing. That's true. How many of you would trust them to correctly use this license plate system? Yeah, I'm going to say I don't trust them to use the license plate system, especially since I just got a new plate. Ugh, and it's ugly. You know, there's something about the plate. I don't want a vanity plate, but there's something about the plate that used to look kind of decent, and now I don't know who came up with the plate, how they came up with the plate that they came up with, but it's boring. I have to see if it has a tracking device in it. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about that, if it has a tracking device or not. Would you be surprised to learn this? Not so much about you could be being tracked because they accidentally have that in your license plate. Come on, I mean, I saw a thing today on CNBC that credit card debt could lead to depression. Really, you think so? You're being crushed by debt? And you barely are eking out a living, and you're not going to get depressed. How is that a huge revelation? You think that's a huge revelation? It's common sense. Of course you're going to be stressed out. Of course you are. I mean, that's ridiculous. When I saw that, I was like, man, it must be slow for them right now. That this is like one of their big stories to tell us that, geez, we should do something about it because high debt, poor mental health, and this is bad, and you know, people in debt are three times more likely to have a mental health problem than those who aren't in debt. Really? I'll say it again. Is that shocking to any of you? Could you have done a similar survey and found that out? And what do they compare it to? And how many decades do they compare it to? Of course, if you're struggling to meet your bills, it's going to be depressing, especially if you feel like you didn't get into debt for irresponsible reasons, and it's just because you're underemployed, or they had a cutback at work, or, you know, XYZ reason that you feel like it's not your fault. If it is, I mean, if you know it is, or you did something that led to the situation you're in, that still is different than feeling like you got jammed up. So I'm not even insult you with who did the survey, but just that this new study shows that debt causes depression. Newsflash, I don't think it's stunning to anybody who hears that in any era. I don't think so. And I got some emails from some of you about being upset, and I didn't go into this one, but being upset about the changes at McDonald's. It's interesting. Because McDonald's is trying to keep with what works for them and not get too far out of the ballpark anymore with some of the products that they're designing. I mean, let's face it, really, if you go to McDonald's, are you thinking salad? Are you thinking, I just need a salad? No, I don't think so. The salad, I don't eat meat people, they're not really coming to McDonald's. They're trying to give them all kinds of alternatives. I think you stick with what you're good at and you leave it at that. We do fast hamburgers and fries that we know got attacked in the documentary. But nonetheless, if somebody wants that kind of food, I mean, that's the comforting food or the food you want or what, for whatever reason. And it makes sense to me. But go figure. Just a handful of things and get rid of the other things. I mean, do we even have a burger war anymore? I was thinking about this the other day as I was driving by my 7th In-N-Out burger. Is there really a burger war? You know, who has the better burger? Is that, you know, or who has the best fast food burger? Is that part of the discussion? I don't think so anymore. You know, the most difficult question to answer at work or at home, and it's works in both places, is where are we eating? Because people cannot make up their minds. It's so rare. Where are we eating? Okay, we're going here. And the thing is, people solicit opinions, but they really have a craving for whatever restaurant. And they're just saying that. You know, do yourself a favor, never just say it. If whatever your restaurant is, just say, this is where I picked to go. So McDonald's, they feel like they're floundering a bit because the market is lukewarm to their turnaround plan that they unveiled on Monday. Investors are prospecting for the fast food, you know, mother load in this category. And two really hot places are Noodles and Company and Potbelly. And they're releasing those quarterly reports that people look at. And in both cases, their near financial performance doesn't seem to be what has people lining up, apparently. Even with revenue jumping. It's not that. So you look at two hot companies and the dollars coming in the door are modest, barely $2 million in expected net income for the first quarter combined. Wow, that seems hardly great. Potbelly's growth, though, has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Same thing with, you know, same thing across the board with Panera, with Chipotle. And then this Noodles and Company, which will also be a McDonald's company, because they own Noodles and Company and Potbelly. You have to think, I don't know, you wonder how long do they keep the burgers going until they decide the Golden Arches aren't profitable. I mean, does that happen in our lifetime where someone steps in and says, yeah, we can't do that because it doesn't work. It's not profitable. Wouldn't that be wild? Because you think of the decades that McDonald's has been around. Ray Kroc would roll over in his grave for what he started in San Ysidro, California, and how it spread like wildfire. Someone once told me all you have to do is have a good idea. And spring that idea on people, and you watch and see where it goes. And there's an example. Sets up a restaurant focused on hamburgers, and that's it. And look what happens. They come. That's right. If you do it right, and it becomes a cult thing, they come. And people are still coming to the Golden. Remember they used to put how many billions served? I wish they put that number back up again. Speaking of numbers, we can count around the bend.
But
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Shall we? Time for another version of We Can Count. How's Hillary Clinton doing on her favorability? The Wall Street Journal NBC survey shows, bump-a-romp, voters with a negative view of the Democratic presidential candidate have increased to 42% from 36% in a survey last month. The poll also, by the way, found that a quarter of registered voters think she's honest and straightforward, down from 38% last summer. So what's the scoop on that? Well, controversy over the use of the private email server, that could be a problem. The donations from foreign governments accepting those while she was Secretary of State, she and her husband, former Prez Bill Clinton, allowing that, the Clinton Foundation. So a couple of really rocky months have taken a toll on these numbers. Even Peter Hart, a Democratic pollster who worked on the survey, said that the results prove Clinton's political stamina and that the American Iron Lady does not have a glass jaw. How about that? So the poll also found, by the way, that Jeb Bush is on top of the Republican candidates. I know that's music to the ears of many of you. Not. with 23% support. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is showing some signs of bigger strength. Three-quarters of the Republican primary voters say they could see themselves supporting him, even if he wasn't their first choice. So how about that? But otherwise, no matter what, Hillary Clinton is on top of everybody on a head-to-head matchup basis, at least the people who have said that they're running now, for what it's worth. So early in the game. It's interesting, isn't it? Because we're going to be talking about this for a long time. The road to the White House is paved with a few problems here and there. And Hillary Clinton got dinged. I mean, she definitely did. So it shows you how controversy can snap up and bite you. All right, I said that there was a lot of information that was starting to pour in about the Texas gunman, at least one of them. He'd been on the FBI's radar screen, so to speak, metaphorically, for 8 years. There was two of them that jumped out of the car armed and fully armored on Sunday. And one, Elton Simpson, was somebody that the FBI was looking at, just 30 years old. His friends called him Ibrahim. And his roommate, he and his roommate were, of course, gunned down, killed, as I've mentioned several times now. The FBI paid an informant, apparently, $132,000 to wear a wire during 320-some days of conversations with Simpson between 2007 and 2009. Simpson said during the many, many conversations that democracy was a threat to Islam and swore we're going to fight you to the death. Well, he got his wish. He died. And I bet there's even more interesting things that will dump out of those conversations with the informant. I mean, even in 2010, the FBI took Simpson to court saying he was going to travel to join terrorists. But the judge, see, this shows you, but the judge found there was insufficient proof to charge him. Instead, he was convicted of lying to the FBI and sentenced to 3 years probation. He was even on the no-fly list. Ugh. He told the informant at one point, we need to go to Somalia. We need to make it the battlefield. It's time to roll. So he had this in him. And was obviously had it finally acted on it, but they botched it up, thank goodness, thanks to a police officer who was a traffic cop who reacted quickly. And by his swiftness, he probably did save some people's lives. Because even if you have a lot of officers around and others, they still have to be quick on the draw, know what they're doing, look and watch and pay attention to what's happening right in front of them. Not that they aren't, but you turn your eye for 1 second, which is normal, to go around a building or to double check something or whatever it is, then you're going to miss what's happening, what could happen right in front of you. But they didn't miss. So that was the good news for all those people inside. The really good news. All right, how about this one? The Baltimore, this is what people are saying in Baltimore now. They're saying that cops are now, because of what's happened, are afraid to do their jobs as a result of what's happened. In fact, I happened to catch this on the Kelly File on Monday. There was a Baltimore police lieutenant who said that he was disappointed and they were fearful after what happened with the state attorney announcing the charges against six police officers involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray. So the lieutenant said that the state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, brought the charges too quickly to prevent more rioting in the city, and that was a big problem. That there's some controversy there, and it could actually get worse. Well, that's not good. Well, I guess controversy because if they find, they're thinking, okay, she throws the charges out because of what everybody's saying, that was the city was on fire. But at what cost, you know? at a very, very big cost, if you ask me. Well, we keep hearing about the power of speaking when you have a big name, and there is no doubt the Clintons are taking advantage of that. Bill Clinton made $104.9 million from 542 speeches. Wow, 542 speeches. Now, that's not in a year, by the way. He collected that money since he left the White House, so that's from 2001 until January 2013 when he left the White House. Most of the speaking was in the United States, or has been, with 56 million of it coming from speeches in other countries, China, Japan, Canada, United Kingdom. How about this? Check this out. The most, what do you think the most Clinton ever made for a speech was? Patrick, what do you think the most Bill Clinton ever made for a speech?
$10 million.
$10 million, that's pretty high. No, $10 million, $750,000. And you have to think, these speeches are not super long. I mean, they're not War and Peace. They're at the most an hour, probably less than that. So what's interesting about Clinton is he said, people constantly are asking him about his speeches. He said, well, I got to pay our bills. And I give a lot of it to the foundation every year. So he said he gave 11 speeches that he gave for at least $500,000 each while Hillary was still Secretary of State. Adding that he turned down a lot of things, too. Well, they wanted me to go to the Chamber of Commerce and speak for free, but I didn't have time because I was getting speeches where they were paying me $500,000. So how can I do that? I couldn't possibly do that. That is crazy. That is crazy wild money to get money like that for speaking. Wow. Wow. And this is scary. The FCC says that they could start really kind of what they're calling tamping down on websites. That's worrisome. Are they going to try to control websites based on what the political content is or something they don't like? Ooh. And, you know, there was a speaker who talked about that over the weekend at what they call the Right Online Conference in D.C. And they're talking about net neutrality, saying that eventually there's going to be a crackdown on websites and the direction of the content. Good luck trying to sort all that out, FCC. Thanks for listening.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.